where is my vote is like, where is my voice? Where is my, you know, where is my, where is my right?
The scale of my grief these days, I think, won't allow me to leave my apartment.
I was in the streets as well. For a while, I couldn't because I had a one of my loved ones. He was arrested, and he spent a few weeks actually in prison. So we all, as a family, we had to be mindful of what we do and who we talk to, what we say on the phone, and all of that. But after this person was free, I was in the streets with friends and, you know, people I knew for a few months, actually.
Whenever I hear large groups of people kind of in sync, intentionally directed towards something, is it makes you feel like a cell, in this much, much bigger system.
I believe that my body, together with other bodies, can do a lot to add up to the fight.
We were hopeful that things are capable of being changed, that reform is possible.
It's also a way of reclaiming the street as a common place.
And then nothing really happened. But yeah, I have been part of protests, and I'm actually I'm proud of it. I'm proud of what I did.
I almost feel like my body can't handle that level of the sensation would be too much for me right now. So I used to a lot, and it felt gratifying, also disappointing, because the kinetic energy, then it had to dissipate at some point, like the evening ends or people go home, and the realization of that is always hard.
I thought that maybe it brings only that when you're shouting something, that people just will not really hear you, because it brings antagonism. But I think that part of my thoughts were also a fear of what other people said.
Whoever is screaming or shouting is putting himself in the wrongdoing. You're always wrong when you shout.
We're walking in over this bridge, and I was with a couple of friends, like very focused, and there was
one person who had very dark sunglasses on and looked a little older, and he was all alone.
And then this guy says, like, no, no.
And he said, what's good for the gander is good for the goose. What's good for congressional pay raise is good for Secret Service pay raise.
And then me and my friend, we look at each other and we're like waiting, like, what is the chant? Like, we're on it. We're going to go with you. And he just continues, no, 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 no.
And he kept repeating that. And he became very aggressive with this.
And it's quite interesting when you think about that. And what are we doing with political movements now that claim the right to shout?
And this was like obviously a totally different protest from the one we were at.
It doesn't matter if you have the right reasons to scream. If you scream, you put yourself into an unjust position. You're doing injustice. If you yell at people, that is producing an emotional form of violence.
And then it was just that. It was no. So we, and then we, so we just, okay, that's it. So we continued. No.
This chance, they run by itself. Chance. What I'm trying to say is these chants always frighten me.
And eventually people had to like surround him.
And it's partly cheeky. It's partly funny.
And they were
funny.
All surrounding him like this.
No. So everyone who has you're
getting aggressive and like you're having a protest and you need to go. Or like just take your little side protest over there.
And suddenly everyone people started spreading.
But if I see 20,000 people screaming for violence. Even if it's the violence saying we have to get rid of the old fascist papas.
It was very weird.
And it was beautiful because people were kind of having a laugh at it, but it had some sort of meaning. Maybe before claiming something specific, they just had to say, like, we need change.
No matter how pure your intention is and how right it is.
It was very strange. I did not know. I was trying to figure out who he was. I'm like, he's either like a troll professionally or like he's ex Secret Service, or maybe he's a Secret Service member.
And I see why this is necessary. But if I see a certain mass of people expressing anger in a very angry way, I don't feel safe.